David Esau is the Provincial Chief Inspector at the Department of Labour here in the Western Cape. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
How many inspections have you been able to do under Level 3? I mean, it is only 3 days, I know.
Roughly about 200.
Okay.
We're about 25 inspectors that I have at my disposal for now. It has been increased now to nearly 100, so we are looking forward to next week when most of the business will be open, because this week was actually preparing for next week, in as much as the announcement was made for the 1st of June.
And how do you choose which business to visit, pay a visit to do an inspection? Largely random, on the basis of employees letting you know that they're unhappy with the way the regulations are being adhered to? How?
That, and then we have a provincial, what we call a provincial center, which involves the Department of Health and some other major stakeholders. By law, everybody has to report all their positive cases, so we pick up the tendencies, and that is normally a good guidance for us to say, this is your high spot in your area that you must focus on, because at this stage, really, it's very difficult to be proactive, considering the number of cases we are receiving.
Okay, and what are the most common breaches of the regulations that your inspectors are finding, David?
Well, you've raised the top three when you did the introduction, but I think the key for me is the inability to develop a risk assessment. Being it a big corporation, a small corporation, the inability to develop a risk assessment with control measures that deals with preventing the spread of the disease. That, to me, is the biggest.
Let's remind people that every company needs to have a compliance officer, designate a compliance officer, who then has to do a risk assessment, and then the ways of minimizing the risk, mitigating the risk, have to be put into place.
That to me, is because if you don't do that, you have nothing in practice, because you have not looked at your workplace and where the risks are. So that is where you get your spread of the disease, because you don't have a clue of how to do a risk assessment.
I mean, you have somebody standing at the entrance to the office with a temperature, digital temperature taker.
Yes.
You screen people. You put up sanitizing stations. You put sanitizer in bottles outside the loos and at various places. You put up notices saying that they're not allowed to be more than two people in the kitchen area at one time. I mean, do you need a compliance officer for that?
And as simple as that sounds, that's the most difficult thing that people comply with. I sometimes find myself, I have to carry my own sanitizer, because some people would say, well, I forgot about the sanitizer. That's as bad as it is in some of the workplaces.
Your inspectors are going into workplaces where there is no sanitizer available.
Yes, that's and then we close them immediately. Because to me, that's the biggest risk you can run with. I visited the security company yesterday, 102 positive cases.
No sanitizer. It's kind of one follows the other, doesn't it? And
exactly.
I mean, is it ignorance of what's supposed to be done? Surely not, after heading on towards 3 months of living with coronavirus in South Africa. Surely it's not ignorance. What is it then?
It's minimizing the expense. So you feel safe if you put a sanitizer in the front of the door, and therefore you think the whole building is safe. It's ridiculous. You can't think like that, because how many surfaces do you touch with your hands? So any surface you touch with your hands, you need to sanitize. So if you have a biometric system in your workplace, before you touch the biometric system, you must have a sanitizer. After you've touched it, you must have a sanitizer.
I mean, what we've done is disabled our biometric systems.
Exactly. Yeah. And the law now says every possible door that you have, leave it open. Mm. And people don't have to touch the doors. And then I would still find people close their doors. Sometimes I just want to take a screwdriver and unlock the door.
But David, I hope that your inspectors and you yourself and the inspections that you do personally, I hope you're finding a lot of businesses as well that are obviously taking this very, very seriously and taking the steps necessary to minimize the risk to themselves and their employees.
Absolutely. I mean, I obviously don't want to mention names, but I visited a call center yesterday, a big one, and I couldn't believe they reduced the staff from 600 to 85. And that to me means they take it serious.
Well, it's not great for the 515 people who are not working.
Well, that's why. but I think like the point you're making is, of course, they're taking it serious.
Yeah.
They allow the other people to work from home.
Oh, okay.
And they've created an environment for those people to be productive at home.
Okay. And I mean, I know we've only been in level three for 3 days, but people were allowed to go back to work in certain industries under certain conditions in level four. Is it possible to give us some sense of the percentage of workplaces that are by and large adhering to the rules?
I think if you ask me from March till now, there's been a great improvement. I do think because of the winter season that's coming that we in for a bit of a very spike, a highly spike area within the next couple of weeks. But I think companies should just prepare themselves for that. Then we should be okay, because by now, I don't think there's a company that has not had a positive case, and it scares the living hell out of them when they have one, so that they start implementing their control measures.
I appreciate your insight, sir. David Issa, Provincial Chief Inspector for the Department of Labour in the Western Cape.